Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, gang, it's J. Stu, and I'm lucky enough to be here once again with the mighty Jeff at Sketchbook Comics. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. First of all, we're going to start off on a sad note. We lost Robin Williams this week.
Yeah.
Were you a fan? Did you have a favorite movie of his?
He's huge for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit me hard. Like, when I got a text telling me, and I was like, get out of here. And I literally went and checked to see if it was a hoax.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. There's no way.
Because there's been a lot of hoaxes lately, too.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I was heartbroken.
Yeah, I remember I was at the day job. I went on break at 6. Everything seemed normal. I went on my next break at 8. Everything on Facebook was Robin Williams. It was shocking.
Oh, yeah. Incredibly. Yeah, I loved him. I don't remember him not being around. I mean, he came into fame when I was little, like very little. So I don't remember life without him.
Yeah, I remember watching his first appearance as Mork on Happy Days when it was brand new.
Yeah, I don't think I would have seen that, but I mean, I would have been 5-ish at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember watching Mork and Mindy, and I've seen all those Mork episodes from Happy Days and all the Mork and Mindy stuff. Yeah, I was devastated.
Yeah, it wasn't cool. Any favorite movies of his that you liked? Or?
So many. I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire is obviously a fantastic one.
Yeah.
I watched Hook again last night, which, funny enough, I was never a huge fan of. And then I watched it again last night for the first time in maybe 10 or 15 years. And I was like, man, there are people in this movie I didn't realize were in this movie. But but I enjoyed it a lot more when I kind of watched it going in understanding, you know, this is...
Yeah,
you know, deconstructing the pan stuff and rebuilding it. You know, there's still stuff about it I had a problem with, but it was fun. But yeah, I think a good one that I really liked is I think it's called Man of the Year, where he's a comedian who runs for president and wins.
I don't think I've seen that one, actually.
Yeah, it's fantastic. He's fantastic in it, but a lot of it was just, I don't get politics. Like, I don't get the whole idea of I'm a Democrat, so that's how I vote every time. I'm a Republican, that's how I vote every time. What if you've got a clown for a candidate, and but you vote for him because dad did, or grandpa did, or mom did? This makes no sense to me. And that's kind of what the movie strongly looks at.
Okay.
Yeah.
To check that out. I was thinking of weirder, obscure stuff that I liked. You ever see 1 Hour Photo?
I haven't, but I know of it, yeah.
Very creepy in that, but great. He's a great actor in it. All right, so we were talking earlier that it didn't really matter how bad the movie was. Yeah. If he was in it,
it was going to be watching.
Yeah, definitely, like RV, you were
RV
saying.
And that one with Mandy Moore and the dude from The Office, I can't think of what it's called. Like,
he was the priest in it, though, right?
Yeah, he was the priest. And his appearances on shows like... Inside the Actor's Studio and even the Tonight Show and stuff like that. It was fantastic. You never knew what you were going to get. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, man.
That was harsh.
He still has 4 or 5 movies still coming out, too.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's a Night at the Museum 3.
Right. And the Night at the Museum 3. Or even the first two where he played... Who does he play?
The president statue?
Yeah. And I'm just trying to think of what president it was, and I just keep thinking Eisenhower, and I don't think that's right.
Was
Truman,
it
maybe?
Roosevelt?
Might be Roosevelt. Yeah, it might be Roosevelt. Yeah, it's been a while since I saw those.
Yeah,
and he's great in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing.
It sucks. Speaking of stuff we liked when we were kids, we recently established that we were both WKRP fans.
Absolutely.
Found out a couple of weeks ago you also were into the Dukes of Hazzard.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What was it you liked about that show? Because I was huge into it,
everything.
Too. Yeah.
Everything. Luke Duke was one of my heroes growing up.
Yeah.
The General Lee is it is easily my favorite car in the universe.
Oh, yeah. I wanted that car when I was a kid.
I remember one of my old jobs, people always asking people, you know, would you rather have Kit or the General Lee? And I was always like, the General Lee. They're like, but Kit can drive itself. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
The General Lee is the general. Yeah. Uncle Jesse. Oh, my God. I love them all. Roscoe.
You were saying you didn't even mind the Coy and Vance episodes.
They're fine. I mean, they're nowhere near the same level as the Poe and Luke stuff, but they're fine.
You know, what I didn't like about him is they were always taking off their shirts no matter what.
That's true. Yeah. And I think that was the studio basically saying, look, we just lost our biggest stars. These guys need to be half naked most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one thing I do like about them is Daisy got a heavy focus when they were on. She was always in the shows at the time. So, man, I love Enos. I remember watching Enos when he spun off in his own show, and then he was just gone.
Yeah, and his partner was Turk.
That's right.
I don't know why I remember that. Did you watch the reunion movies, too?
Oh, yeah, I own all of them.
Okay.
I have every single episode on DVD, plus all the reunion movies on DVD.
All right. I can kind of top that with a sadder story. When the second reunion was on the Hollywood one, I was just dating Kath at the time. Kath is still living in Rochester.
Nice.
Booked the night off, had a Dukes of Hazzard watching party, and then she came in from Rochester to watch it.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to watch that Friday night. It was always the big lineup of the Hulk and then Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
And then
I remember the ads for the two-part episode where Bo and Luke fight. And Bo takes the General Lee to be the stuntman, basically, to jump the cars.
I remember just as a kid
being heartbroken that they would fight.
Like fist
and
fighting.
Now I watch it, I'm like, this is one of my favorite fights ever.
That's great. Fist fighting right on Uncle Jesse's farm.
That's right.
That's terrible.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and Uncle Jesse was awesome.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the movie they did a few years ago.
No. I remember not minding it, and then we watched it recently, and it was just terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's got some incredible car scenes in it. That's all it's got.
Yeah.
Their take on Boss Hogg and Roscoe is almost non-existent in the movie, which is just stupid, but it's terrible. Oh, my God, it's terrible. I didn't mind Knoxville as Luke.
Yeah.
But what's his name?
Stifler, yeah.
Just awful. Cooter was just just awful.
No, it was a terrible movie.
And it's not the vehicle for the crude jokes and stuff.
No. Like,
this might have been funny if it wasn't Dukes of Hazzard, which didn't have this stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, if you watch the early episodes.
Oh, yeah, they make some comments.
Oh, yeah.
Not to that degree.
No.
Not to that degree. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Getting back into comic books a little bit, I just read on the sketchbook page earlier today, you had posted that Superman Wonder Woman is getting a new writer and artist.
Yeah, it's got Peter Tomasi's coming over from Batman and Robin. He'll still be doing Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And Doug Monk is, I'm trying to think of the last thing he's been working on. He was doing Justice League of America for a while.
Yeah.
Justice League, for sure, for a while. And yeah, but either way, he's a fantastic artist. I mean, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty psyched about it. I'm like, Joel is bummed about it because he loves Charles Soule on it. That dude is knocking it out of the park. But the way Tomasi wrote the Damian and Bruce relationship in Batman and Robin, I have no doubt that he can handle the Superman-Wonder Woman relationship and make it just as interesting. And yeah, it may be better than Soul stuff. And that's, to me, that's saying a lot. But
that is, actually.
I have faith because he's written Batman and Robin so well.
Okay. Just so the book's in good hands then, basically.
I think so. And Monk coming on for art?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, no issues with that whatsoever.
Nice. You must be psyched. I know I am, and Kat's not around, so we can talk about it. Two Aquaman scripts being written?
I think it's a good idea.
And then they choose the winner?
Yeah, choose the winner, or, you know what? Take pieces from both if it works. But, yeah, do whatever you have to make sure it's good. Yeah. I know you're not a big fan of Momoa or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I think he's got a great look for it. And
yeah.
If they get the right guy directing it, put him in his place and make him do what needs to be done, I think it could be amazing.
Who knows? Maybe he'll surprise me in this.
Yeah. I know there's some fan art floating around that people keep posting as concept art.
Yeah.
It's just some dude. I went and looked at it. I'm like, yeah, my first thought was, I hate this concept art. And then I saw the second one. I was like, okay, that's not too bad. And then I read the bottom. I was like, oh, this is just some fan who, when he heard that Momoa was the guy, then he did these off.
He's still denying it, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no issues with him doing it. I think he could be good if they do it right.
Yeah, I'll wait to have judgment until I see it.
Absolutely.
I guess. Or at least see a picture of him in a costume or something.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully it looks good.
I hope so. So what have you been reading this week?
Like we talked about last time, I've still been reading a ton of Transformers. The Robin Rises stuff has been fantastic so far. I'm a little bummed that that book's... We're not getting another issue till October.
Yeah.
Because of the Future's End thing. Which I'm excited about, but at the same time, some of the stories I'm like, come on! I don't want to wait another month.
No.
Suicide Squad was pretty good. The new trade for Masters of the Universe came out that I love, so rereading it was fantastic.
I still got to catch up on that.
Yeah. That's about it. The new issue of Batman came out, and I don't even remember if I read it or not. I don't think I have yet.
I haven't read that one, but what did you think about the ending of Zero Year?
I stopped reading it because we kept running out of issues.
Oh, okay.
So I was giving my copy up to customers all the time, so I haven't read about the last three or four issues.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's not bad. I'm sure there'll be a trade soon.
It's just that last story arc, the Riddler one.
Yeah.
Like the end of it. That's the only thing I haven't read. But I love it. I mean, it's
wasn't
been
too bad, yeah.
Incredible, so I have no issues. I'm sure it'll be fine.
And I guess, again, with the Future's End, that's kind of holding up the next big story, I guess.
Yeah, which I'm good with, you know, as opposed to we're in the middle of something. By the way, wait 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not
it's
good.
Like Grayson. Fantastic book, and second issue is just as good as the first, and now we get to wait a month. Well, I mean, we get the Future's End issue.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's been interesting so far.
Absolutely. It'll be cool to see what they do. But
yeah, I guess that's next month, right?
It's September.
Okay.
Yeah, it's September. Everything jumps forward 5 years. I don't know that they're necessarily tie-ins to Future's End, but it's showing them 5 years in the future. So I would guess there'd be some overlap in some capacity. But.
That's cool. I'm dying to see the Earth 2 series. I want to see this war they keep talking about.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. The new issue of Earth 2 was good.
Oh, yeah.
Except I was kind of bummed by that revelation at the end of I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No, don't spoil it, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I was a little bummed by that because I really, really didn't want it out. I was a little bummed by that. But next week should be interesting because Multiversity comes out.
Oh, I can't wait. They've been talking about it for years.
Yeah, it's got to be, what, 3-4 years now since they announced it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Carrot's coming back.
I know. And they said he's a completely different Captain Carrot. Awesome. Actually, I had one of my customers bring me like 4 copies of Captain Carrot's original series.
Oh, wow. I used to
read
that. He
told me he had them. I'm like, I want them. So it was like issues 1, 2, 3, and 20 or something that. But I was like, man, I had some of these.
Oh, yeah. Diana couldn't get into it when I tried to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Little Cheese, the mouse.
Oh, geez, yeah.
The issue 20 was the issue where they induct him into the team. And,
the Beast Boy issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sad that I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, man, Frogzilla.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff. Yeah, I remember reading
the,
that.
The Just a Lot of Animals?
Just a Lot of Animals. And that's funny, when I look back at it and I reread them, I'm like, I hated so many of the characters. I liked Fastback, and I liked Captain Carrot, and I liked Pig Iron. Rubber Duck was okay. Abracadabra, or Cadabra, or whatever her name was. I'm like, she's okay. Yankee Poodle, I wanted to just, let's leash her up outside and leave her there in the elements. But, yeah, I love it.
Did you like when they came back a few years ago during the Final Crisis?
It was okay. It wasn't the same. Wasn't the same. And the whole ending where they turned them into real animals coming out of, like, Zatanna's hat or something.
Yeah, that was weird.
This is just odd. So, what are you going to do?
Actually, that's a good question, because I was talking about this with a friend recently. What's, like, the worst comic you ever read? He brought up Super Pro, if you remember that one.
I do remember Super Pro. I don't know. There have been some bad ones.
Remember US 1?
I do. I do remember US 1. As sad as it is, the worst one that comes to mind isn't really that old. It was the Ultimatum Limited Series from Ultimate Comics.
That was bad.
Oh, God, that was bad. Just so terrible. And Death of the New Gods with Jim Starlin.
Okay.
So bad. How he couldn't sync up the Death of Orion between Final Crisis and his series, which was being published at the same time. No idea.
Oh, yeah, that was
just
strange.
Awful. Yeah, Starlin's lost his game. I think he's just completely off his game. He doesn't have it anymore.
No, I guess not.
But, yeah, probably Ultimatum. I mean, some comics, as bad as they are, I can read them and get, it's a fun story, you know, they're doing silly things, but Ultimatum was just so, so bad, because if you didn't read every single crossover, none of it made sense. And I didn't, so none of it made sense.
That's the one where they just pretty much killed everyone for no reason.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere, Spider-Man's dead. Oh, no, he's back. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And, oh, out of nowhere, there's the Blob munching on the Wasp.
I was just about to bring that up, yeah.
What does this have to... Where did this happen? Yeah, it was so bad. And it just led to a... I mean, the Ultimate Universe was supposed to be a brand new place where people could go in and read without the continuity. Mm-hmm. It is so much worse now than the regular Marvel Universe could ever wish to be, I guess. But it's so convoluted, nothing makes any sense in that world anymore.
True.
They should have just killed it and be the end of it, but they didn't. Yeah, makes no sense anymore.
So we mentioned Multiversity. What else is coming out this week? What do you want to recommend?
Honestly, I'm not even sure at this point. I haven't looked at next week's ship list yet. I just knew Multiversity. Obviously, Batman Eternal and Future's End both hit again next week. I haven't looked beyond that.
All right. I haven't either. So.
Yeah, it was just Multiversity's coming, so I got excited and stopped paying attention.
I think I stopped reading right there, too.
Yeah. I was like, and it's Ivan Reis or Rice on art, and that always makes me happy. That guy's such a solid penciler.
Oh, for sure. Like, his Green Lantern was awesome.
Yeah, Green Lantern and Justice League and anything else they can put him on. He should be doing everything.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
He speaks English, but he can do it all. He does speak English now. The first time I met him, he didn't. He had a translator.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's from Brazil or something.
Right.
So he speaks Spanish or Portuguese or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he had a translator the first time I met him.
Oh, okay.
And somebody else was telling me that they met him a year or two ago, and he spoke to them, no problem.
So. Oh, good.
But, yeah. I love that guy's art.
I've always liked it, yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, go out and buy Multiversity then, for sure.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I love the whole concept of multiple Earths. Always have. Yeah. Like, ever since I was a kid, the JLA Justice Society, every summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember when Jeff Johns, even like more recently, was writing Justice Society and then the Justice League, and they did the hardcover for Thanksgiving, and the mentality was they were going to do that every year, was have some sort of crossover, and I think it happened once more in one of the books.
Something like that.
And then it just kind of faded away, and I was so disappointed, because I always loved that annual thing without it. You know, didn't have to be a big deal every time.
No.
Had the Justice League and the JSA, or vice versa. And
it usually was a big deal, though.
Yes, absolutely. But just have them... have Thanksgiving together. I thought that was just the greatest thing. I don't know why, but I did.
That was a great issue.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, you should come out to Sketchbook Comics and pick up Multiversity next week, and as well as all the action figures and cool stuff they have to offer here. Once again, man, thanks a lot, and happy belated birthday, too.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a good one.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.